This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In progress.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Habayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf Hashavah. We're starting Siman Samach. We're beginning, up to Samach, Ois Bey, Sif Beis. Siman Samach, Sif Beis. Kara Kriyashma B'loi Bracha. Let's say you said Shema without a bracha. Yatzah Yideicha V'as Kriyashma. You fulfilled the obligation of Kriyashma. So the bracha is not ma'akev. Then what do you do? V'chayzer v'kari ha-brachas b'loi Kriyashma. Then you go back and you say the brachas without Kriyashma. Says Mechaber, V'nirali she'toiv lachzer v'likrois Kriyashma im ha-brachas. In my opinion, it would seem that it's better to go back and say Kriyashma with the brachas. So the first time he said Kriyashma without the brachas, so it was Yotzei Kriyashma. He has to go back and say the brachas. He's not required to say Kriyashma. This is the opinion of the Rif. The din that you do not have to go back and say Kriyashma is the Shita of Rav Haigoin and the Rajba. But the Mechaber himself says it's better to repeat the Kriyashma when you're saying the Brachais. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'choizer v'koyrei, v'chulu, v'tzoloimar, meaning to say, Af agav de'enon ma'akvois l'kriyashma. That means to say, even though the Brachais are not ma'akev Kriyashma, v'yotzi yidei chavas Kriyashma, afim loy ber klal, and you're yotzi the chiv of Kriyashma, even though you didn't make the Bracha at all, v'kamakum yidei chavas Brachais l'yotza. You were not Yotzei the Chiyav of the Brachas Kriyashma, because there's a mitzvah of Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha. So you said the Kriyashma, but you didn't make the Brachas. V'yachal Avarech B'loi Kriyashma. And you'd be able to be Mavarech without Kriyashma. Ki loy niskenu davka al Kriyashma. The Brachas were not enacted davka on Kriyashma. She'ein Mavarech Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvois V'tzivanu. You're not saying Asher Kedeshanu. They're Brachas B'fnei Atzmam. They're not davka on Kriyashma. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah said earlier in Sivkatan Chafei and Siman Nun Ches that Legabe Bircha, the Zman of Birchas Kriyashma, the Zman of Birchas Kriyashma is not the end of the third hour, like is the Zman of Kriyashma itself. It's the end of the fourth hour, which is the Zman of Tefillah. Why? Because even though they're Mesakin to say Birchas Kriyashma before Kriyashma, they're not Brachas on Kriyashma. The Haraya, you don't say Asher Kedeshanu. That's why Mishnah Berurah also wrote, the Minhag is to be Mesayim Ahava Rabba before the Shatz, and to answer Amen. And it's not considered a Hefsik. Why? Because it's not considered a Birchas Kriyashma. Now, it's interesting. If we could review for a moment, what is the correct procedure regarding answering Amen at the end of Habayich Rama Yisrael B'Ahava? So the Mechaber said not to, because it's a Hefsik. Right, the shita of the Mechaber is that it's a hefsek. But the Rama said no. Look in Siman Samach Aleph and Siv Gimel in the Haggah that Habaruch Rama Yisrael, the minhag is not to do that. The minhag is to be Messiahim before the Shliach Tzibur and to answer Amen. And the reason is because Berchas Kriyashma is not doing it to Berchas HaMitzvah. So the Mechaber, we're pointing out, the Mechaber It's a little bit of an inconsistency, because the shita of the Mechaber is that there is an element of Berchas HaMitzvah when it comes to Berchas Kriyashma. That's why the Mechaber said that not to answer Amen after HaBaruch HaBayama Yisrael B'Yahava. I mean, think about it. It's a little bit of a stira. The Mechaber shita is, don't answer Amen after HaBaruch HaBayama Yisrael B'Yahava, because you don't want to be mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So then how is that consistent with what we're learning over here, that v'chayzer v'kari ha-brachayz b'loi Kriyashma? And here the Mishnah Berurah explains why. Because it's not a berchas ha-mitzvah. The answer is, no, it's the Mechaber l'shitase. Listen to this. That's why the Mechaber says, v'nirali she'toiv lachzer v'likrois Kriyashma ha-brachayz. That's why the Mechaber says, in my opinion, it would be better to repeat the Shema. So I don't think we're able to do this, but according to what we just said, we would be arguing with the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah says, what's pshat in the Mechaber that you should say Shema again? Says the Mishnah Berurah, kidei lamed b'tfila mitoich divrei Torah, in order to be oimed of Tishman Esra mitoich divrei Torah, Kriya Shema azu nechshev es kekar b'Torah, this Kriya Shema is like reading the Torah. That, perhaps there's a different reason why you should say Shema. Because the Shita of the Mechaber is that Berachas Kriyas Shema is a Berachas HaMitzvah. And, right, the Mechaber L'Shita say holds, you're not supposed to answer, I mean, between Berachas Kriyas Shema and Kriyas Shema, because it's a Berachas HaMitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah should have said, well, the reason why you should say Shema again is because you need to say the Brachos on the Kriyas Shema. Now, the answer is, the Mishnah Berurah couldn't have said that, because you're still not going to be saying the Berachas Kriyas Shema on the Mitzvah, because you already were Mekayim the Mitzvah. So it's not a reason to say Shema again, to say the Brachos on a Mitzvah, you already Mekayim the Mitzvah. Although, the Dershu points out, that later on in the Bir HaLachot Siman Reish Lametet, later on, in Siman Samach Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says the reason to repeat Shema is Kriya Shema Bali Birchay Seha Eino Kesikuna. I mean, the brachos are not being said in their right, in their proper tikkun. In other words, that might be more in line with the Shita of the Mechaber, that Birchas Kriya Shema are in a certain sense Birchas HaMitzvah. But we should point out the Shita of the Rama is that you are allowed to answer Amen after Haboicher Be'amo Yisrael Be'ahava, and Birchas Kriyas Shema are b'chlal not a Birchas HaMitzvah, and you don't say Asher Kedoshanu, they're brachas lifnei Atzma, and therefore you answer Amen. And all the Achroinim go follow the Rama that if you finish HaBarach Rama Yisrael B'Ahava, you are required to answer Amen. L'chatchila, it's better to be Messiahim together with the Shliach Tzibur. You hear this? Halach L'maisa. Let's review this. Halach L'maisa. If you say the words HaBoicher Be'amo Yisrael B'Ahava and the Chazan didn't say it yet, you must answer Amen. That's the Halacha. Who says that? Everybody. All the Achroinim. That's what the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out. It's better to finish in unison with the Chazan. But if you didn't, you're required to answer Amen. If you did not, you would be required to answer Amen. Here's another thing. Not only that, if you already said Shema before the davening, remember this? So now, it's for sure not a Berachas HaMitzvah, then you're required not to finish together with the Chazan and to answer Amen. People are not aware of this. You hear this? L'chatchila, if you were not yet mekayim the mitzvah of Shema, you should finish the bracha in unison with the Chazan in deference to the Mechaber. If you forgot to, you're required to answer Amen. If it's a Shabbos morning and you're ready Yotze Kriya Shema, then why should you finish in before the Chazan? It's for sure not a Berachas HaMitzvah. You should dafka not finish before the Chazan. You should dafka, finish before the Chazan in order to answer Amen to his bracha. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Im habrachas le'lamed b'tfilah mitoch divrei Torah, kriya shema azu nechshavas kekorei b'Torah." Okay, what if somebody is saying Shema b'yichidus, and if he would say Shema another time, he's going to lose out tefillah b'tzibur. Like this. Let's say like this. You're davening in a shul in America, Shabbos morning, they daven 9 o'clock. So you said Shema earlier. You get to shul, and their mom is skipping, they're speeding through the davening. If you're going to say Shema another time, you're not going to make Shema Esrei with the Tzibur. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, skip Shema. Don't say Shema. Why? It's more important to daven betzibur. What's the only reason you're repeating Kriya Shema again? Only you should be oymed mitoch divrei Torah. So that's the only reason. Well, that's not more important than davening with the tzibur. I would humbly think that the halacha is differently. Because we just quoted from the Dir Shubrut that later on, the Mishnah Berurah says that to say Birchos Krishna without Shema is not Ketikuna. It's not Ketikuna to say Birchos Krishna without Shema. So even though the Shema is more than being Oymed Latfila Mitoch Devei Torah, but rather the Kriya Shema is in order that the bracha should be Ketikuna. So he brings that Rabbi Tzion Abishol also says, skip Shema. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says, don't skip Shema. Very interesting question. It's actually pretty relevant, you know? Anyway, weiter. Sif Gimel. Seder HaBrachos Einoi Ma'akev. Shem Hiktim Shniel Rishonu Yatzidei Chavis Brachos. If you flip the Brachos around, you first said Ahava Rabba, and then you said Yotzarar Uvarei Choshech. You flip it around. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Shniel Rishonu V'adinam Amar Brachos Emes V'yatzav Kodim Kriya Shema. Let's say you said Emes V'yatzav before, you did three before, one after. Oyshe Elo HaBrachos Amar Achar Kriya Shema. Or you said all the brachas after, ayafilu achar atfila, or even after davening. Yatzah b'diavad. Vim berach bracha achas, ushnil loy berach klal, yaitzamiya yidei chavasav, hisha berach. At least you get credit for the bracha that you made, v'ayin b'bir halacha. By the way, the Prima Gadim says, let's say you're right before this man tefila, and there's not enough time to say both brachas before a Kriya Shema. So just say one of them. Just say one of them. And daven Shemana Esrei. Let's see quickly the Bir Halacha She'im Hikdim. I'm b'Mishnah Berurah b'Sivkatan Vav b'Masha Kasavnu v'im Berech, that if you made only one of them and the second one you didn't make at all, then you're good to that one. Loi mi ba'i koin to Shulchan Aruch who says in Sif Beis that the brachas are not ma'akev the Kriya Shema, not like Rav Haigoin, they're definitely not ma'akev each other. But even according to Rav Haigoin, who says the brachas are ma'akev zuesu, that's only to betzibur, not biyachid. Okay, Rabbi Say, let's hold it over here. Yashar Koach to Rabbi Yeager for giving the Dvar Halacha on Monday and Tuesday. Good to see everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is a big day. Mitzvos tzrichos kavana or mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana. Yeah? Shkoyach, everyone. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.